The question was asked, why did God create the world? We are given all kinds of reasons to show an expression of his benevolence, to have man who will recognize him and praise him, and at the end you hear all the answers and you feel like, but I don't really understand why that answers anything. God is not limited, so he didn't need to do anything in order to result with anything, so it would seem like the answers do not answer the question. And so, many years ago, a friend of mine, Tuvia Bar-Ilan, pointed out to me that we don't have to view these answers as the first cause. He wanted to say they were the second cause or whatever, but we can word it differently. We can say that why Hashem created the world is a question. And whether we'll know the answer or not is also a question. But there's a totally different question, which is, what's my perspective on it? It's not a question of why did God do it, because that's a question I can't have an answer to. I can't understand him. From my understanding, there's a contradiction. He is omnipotent. He has everything. He is not lacking. He is not changing. So then the idea that there is change, that a world is created, that one moment there is not a world and the next moment there is a world, is a contradiction to my understanding of him, blessed be he. It doesn't fit my definition of God. Our understanding of God is that he lacks nothing. So then anytime you're going to tell me a reason for why he would create the world, it doesn't work, right? So then all the reasons are really to explain to me my perspective on why he created the world. And that makes a big difference. I'll explain. Let's take an example. One of the kids once said to me, Abba, you know, a fork fits right into a socket. I said, what? The kid says, yeah. I said, first of all, it's very dangerous. You should never do that. And then I started racking my brain how I impress upon him how dangerous it is. And how he better not do that. And then I didn't even get to the second of all that. It has too many problems. It won't fit in because my fear was that he'll show me how it could. So I started talking to the kid about how dangerous and how he can't do it. And I see the look in the kid's eyes says, you're no fun. You don't even understand how it fits and how it makes sense. Now, let's say you're the parent. How do you get the kid to understand that they shouldn't stick a fork in the socket?
Make them stick it in.
Oh, you hope he lives to tell the tale.
I've done it.
In America or Israel?
America. How do you do that?
Okay, we have double the current here.
That doesn't sound fun.
What? It's not fun. So if you're the parent, now whatever you're going to do, you're the bad guy. You're going to stop me from touching the current. Now, it could be the kid has to think you're the bad guy. But there's we can understand that it's a totally different life living in a world where you feel like your parents are bad guys. They're always the no person. In a world where you feel like my parents love me and they're there for me and they're doing everything for me. It's a different existence. So it's tempting to say the reasons we give are not the truth. No, they might be the truth. They're just not complete truths. I don't have the full picture. I have part of the picture. When Hashem tells me, L'tov lach, I created the world to benefit you. So I say, that's nice. It doesn't answer all my questions. I don't understand, you aren't lacking. What does it mean, l'tov lach? Oh, so you don't understand, okay. But at least you can understand I'm doing it for your good. And it's a different existence living in a world where you think God doesn't care, where you think God doesn't listen, where you think God isn't paying attention, or this was some cruel joke creating mankind to deal with all the challenges humanity has to deal with that are beyond man's control. It's a different existence. But if I live in a world where I can't answer the question, I don't know why God created the world. I can't answer on his level. He is way above my perception. But he told me, I did it for your own good. He told me all kinds of things about the perspective I should have in this world, so that makes it a better world. If Hashem tells me he is rachum, he is merciful, so then it's a pleasure living in his world. Ah, but I have questions. Okay, it's true, I don't understand them. I don't have a handle on the ways of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't either. But the things that Hashem reveals to me are beneficial. So I think the answer to your question is that although on an absolute level we don't have answers, we don't have answers that encompass the question, but we have answers that encompass our perspective. And it's not that it's just this is the way you should view it, but rather Hashem tells us this is what I did. We don't understand what Hashem is saying to its fullest extent. We don't understand what that means. Hashem says, "Litov lach, I did this to benefit you." We don't know, but we understand enough. We understand enough to know that this gives us a pleasant perspective on life. It's a much better existence. So I think all the answers we have are that they're supporting a perspective. And again, it's not a facade. It's not this is the attitude you should have. It's an answer which we don't understand. We don't understand it to its fullest degree. We understand it enough that it makes our existence a better one. Yeah?